The U.S. Supreme Court has set the stage for a landmark decision on the question of life itself. For the first time, the court said it would rule on the question of doctor-assisted suicide. 44 states have laws making it a crime for doctors to prescribe medication to help in ending a life. Over the past year, federal appeals courts in New York and Washington states have struck down such laws. Today, the Supreme Court agreed to review those rulings. NPR's Nina Totenberg has a report.
In 1990, the Supreme Court for the first time recognized a right to die implicit in the Constitution. But the decision came in a case testing whether a patient can refuse life-sustaining treatment. The court said a mentally competent person can refuse medical measures that would keep the patient alive. The cases the court will rule on this term will test whether states may ban doctors from actively helping mentally competent, terminally ill patients to die. The cases before the court involve doctors and patients in New York and Washington State. In the Washington case, for instance, one of the patients was Jane Roe, a 69-year-old retired physician whose breast cancer had metastasized into her bones and was growing rapidly throughout her body. She had undergone surgery, chemotherapy, and radiation therapy, but the cancer prevailed, leaving her with chronic and agonizing pain and no hope of survival. Confined to bed for more than 7 months, Dr. Roe was incontinent, anemic, unable to move without intense pain, and she wanted her doctor to prescribe medication that would allow her to die quickly and, as she saw it, with peace and dignity. Her doctor wanted to, but was forbidden to by state law, and so the doctor and his patient, joined by other doctors and their terminally ill patients, went to court to challenge the ban on doctor-assisted suicide. A federal appeals court, by an 8-3 vote, struck down the Washington state law, ruling that a terminally ill person has a constitutionally protected liberty interest in hastening what might otherwise be a protracted, undignified, and extremely painful death. This right must be weighed against the state's duty to protect life, the court said. But the state's interest is dramatically diminished in dealing with the terminally ill who are mentally competent to make decisions for themselves. In such cases, the court said, the individual must be protected from state interference. A similar case was presented in New York. But there, the appeals court struck down the state law on different grounds. The New York ban on doctor-assisted suicide is unconstitutional, the appeals court said, because it treats terminally ill patients unequally. On the one hand, the law allows terminally ill patients to discontinue life support mechanisms, while at the same time refusing to allow other terminally ill patients to end their lives with the assistance of doctor-prescribed medication. The states of New York and Washington appealed these lower court rulings, supported by the American Medical Association. An error in a doctor-assisted suicide case, said the state of New York, cannot be corrected. And, said the state, on a broader societal level, the outcome of the case will have enormous influence on whether assisted suicide becomes a standard part of our national medical practice and on what will occur in hospitals, clinics, and doctors' offices around the country. The issue of doctor-assisted suicide, say the states in their appeals, is precisely the kind of moral, religious, and ethical question that should be left to state legislatures, not the courts. Now the Supreme Court must decide. A ruling is expected by summer. I'm Nina Totenberg in Washington.